Hello and welcome to Ex-Tumblr Girls, a podcast hosted by two ex-Tumblr girls turned modern Tumblr women who read their fic on AO3. I'm your host, Tori.
I'm your host, Carly.
Let's talk about Tumblr. Carly's done college.
Well, not officially yet. I still have to graduate. So I have to, I wanted to say walk down the aisle, but that's a wedding.
But you turned in your final assignment.
I did. And it does feel a lot better now because last week I was like, I'm done. But now I'm actually done. Mm-hmm. And it does feel amazing. And I did take several naps today. I basically just slept all day. Which is my right.
And that's your right as a graduate.
Exactly. I do have to still have to start the job search, which I'm not going to think about. We don't have to think about it right now.
Nah, take a few days. At least a few days.
Yeah. What about you? What's new with you?
I had a busy little week. I feel like a lot went on. When was the last time we recorded? Was it just last week?
Yeah, it was last week.
That's so wild. We
recorded on Tuesday last week, which isn't when we usually record.
I know. Okay. Busy girl. Well, anyway, I feel like I did a lot since then. I guess I just had a really busy weekend. So this weekend, I started looking at apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to see another one in a couple of days, but I really liked the one I saw. I also went for a hot girl walk up in middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania with one of my friends who I actually met through the Benchtopia Discord. And she's one of lovely listeners. Shout out Issy.
Hey, I don't know you, but hey.
And I went to a wine tasting with my mom and dad.
And dad.
My town was having a county thing where all the wineries from South Jersey
that's fun,
came and had booths, and so we had tickets and you got to try all these different wines, and it was the sample pour, where it's the one click and it's a literal sip.
Yeah,
except by the end of the event, people weren't caring about the tickets anymore and they were giving heavier pours. So I left completely wine drunk.
Yeah. That's why people spit at those things. They spit out the wine. But
there wasn't
the
thing for that. And also why would I do that?
Yeah. Why would you waste it? Was it, did you pay for it or did your parents pay for it or was it free?
My mom paid.
Nice. Nice. Even if you're not going to waste your mom's money.
No.
By spitting it out.
And also, it turns out I can red wine. I just
Do you remember any of the ones you had?
I didn't catch the wine names. They were whatever the wineries name them. But I know I tried one that was a blueberry red wine. And Ooh. That was really good. They also had one that was called their 21 because it's 21% by volume because it's wine with brandy in it.
Oh my God.
And it was strong.
Yeah.
But it was a dessert wine, I guess. It had that little bit of warmth from the brandy. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. But then we went to that same winery again at the very end. And I had that one at the very end. And I liked it a little bit more after a few other wines.
Yeah. I've had a few wines like that. I've had sherry in my wines class. And I did not like sherry. I think that was the one that was really high alcohol content, but I could have one sip of it. It tasted like syrup, but alcoholic syrup. This is not pleasant. I'm not a huge fan of dessert wine.
Yeah. I don't think dessert wine is probably for me. I love a sweet white, but it turns out I like a sweet red. I had a really good red sangria.
Oh, sangria.
Yeah. I love sangria.
Now that fruit is in season and doesn't taste awful, I will be making sangria there will always be a pitcher of sangria in my fridge from here on out.
That's how I was my senior spring. I like was always buying apples and peaches and just like throwing it all in a dollar store pitcher with a big ass bottle of wine. It's just
so good. Though Ty did spill our triple sec everywhere. So we'll have to get some more of that.
I don't like triple sec.
I only really like it in sangria.
My mom puts it on the top of margaritas. And I just, like, I don't like the orange flavor in a lime margarita.
That's fair.
Other than that, I joined a magazine as a freelancer. It's unpaid. Ooh. But I'm really excited because of the theme of the first edition that I'm working on. So I'll share that when it's out because I don't want to spoil it. But the magazine is called Pleaser. And it's like a little independent woman run, like music publication that I found on TikTok and applied to write and they accepted me.
Well, that's awesome. I can't wait to read whatever it is.
I know. I'm so excited. Oh, and my final two things. I know I just like rambled for the last few minutes, but, this episode of Yellow Jackets, what the fuck?
It hurt me. I was okay. Spoilers ahead. So retreat now if you haven't watched it. But I was so surprised that the baby survived, quote unquote. I was like, there's no way this baby's going to survive past this episode. And then at the end, when you realize, oh, the baby never survived.
Heartbreaking. I was like on the verge of tears because I didn't realize that she was having a dream that whole time.
I didn't realize until the end when they revealed that.
Right. I mean, the like the moments where like things started getting weird, I was like, is everything okay? And then obviously like when she walked out into the room and they were like,
yeah. I thought when what's her name? When Nat came into the room when she was trying to breastfeed, I was like, she was looking at her a little weird and I was like, is she doing another Jackie thing where it's like a corpse? But it turns out she just was in this unconscious state.
Yeah.
Ugh, so awful. God.
But that last scene, what is that actress's name? Oh, Sophie Nalisse.
Yeah. I think it's Nalisse. I'm not sure.
I don't know. But she is so talented. I read in the New York Times that they're applying her to be nominated for the Emmy. She should get it.
Yeah, she's doing a really great job.
That last scene of her just staring directly at the camera and then it just pans off because even the viewer can't look at her. Oh my God.
Yeah, I knew that whatever happened to this baby was going to be like really sad. Like there's just no way in this show that that baby was getting a happy ending. But that was really brutal.
Yeah, it was dark.
And there's only like 3 episodes left.
I like don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'm just going to immediately rewatch it.
Yeah, I already started rewatching it because I love rewatching my shows. I had a friend visiting, so I was like, you haven't seen it yet, so we're going to start from season 1. The first episode is amazing on a rewatch.
Yeah.
It's just like perfect. It's a perfect pilot.
Yeah. I wonder what it'll be like for me watching now that I know exactly what's going to happen because the shock of it all, like that pilot is just fucking one thing after the other. Like one crazy instance.
Yeah.
Like Misty is immediately all the way gone. Like,
yeah. Like, torturing a elderly person, like committing elder abuse.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I wasn't even thinking of adult Misty. I was thinking of teen Misty.
Yeah. She's a complicated character.
I love the posts on Tumblr though that are like, my favorite kind of character is this awful thing happened to them, but it's actually the best thing that's ever happened to them.
Yeah. No, she, like, I really like her character as a character, but she does scare me, and I don't like her as a person because she scares me.
Yeah.
But Christina Ricci and whoever is playing the younger version of her, they're both doing a great job. All of the actresses in this show are doing a great job.
So true.
And I have no idea how the season is going to wrap up, but.
And season 3 is going to be delayed because of the writer's strike.
Yeah, I did see that.
We support the writer's strike.
We do.
It's in.
You know, when you mentioned it last week, I had heard it and I saw it on Tumblr, but I didn't read anything about it. And then I read some about it and I'm like, okay. They definitely should be getting paid more.
It's like such a small demand. They're asking for like 3% of the show's income to be divided amongst the writers.
Yeah. No, we definitely support the writer's strike here. I don't know if The Last of Us season 2 is getting delayed by the writer's strike, but that one is hard for me, but I still support the writers of that show.
Another show, I've been texting you about it, but like very out of context. I started watching Jane the Virgin. Everyone's been telling me to watch it for years, and I just
it's so good.
Haven't. But I started it like I want to say maybe 3 days ago, and I'm already on season 2.
Yeah, it's a fun show. And when you're also watching shows like Yellow Jackets, you need something to balance it out. You need some happiness and joy. Crazy concept.
I haven't watched like a sitcom like this in a long time that has like the freeze frames and the narration, like the little bits. But I'm actually really enjoying it. And because I'm like now very attached to this character, I'm like, I need to know what happens.
Yeah.
So I'm watching it vigorously and like staying up way too late to watch it.
Yeah. I don't remember when I watched Jane the Virgin, but I did have the same sort of process, which was just binging it.
Yeah.
Speaking of binging, something that my boyfriend won't let me do. So the thing is we started Narcos together.
Oh my God, he won't let you binge it?
Well, okay. I guess binging is a relative concept because we did start it last week. So we've only been watching it for around maybe 7-8 days and we're almost done season 2. So
how many episodes per season?
10.
Oh, see, that's not that many. Jane the Virgin had 22 in the first season. I watched in 3 days.
Yeah, and that's the type of speed that I want to be watching shows at. He's like, no, we should savor it. No, I don't give a fuck about that. Savor. I don't want to savor anything. I want to find out what happens next.
I want to watch it. I want to finish it. And then I want to start it over immediately.
Exactly. I already was talking about, like, the rewatchability of this show is insane. Like, I'm so ready to rewatch it. But alas, I have to wait for him. And we're not going to be able to watch any episode today because he's out all day.
Yeah, my mom, when I said I started Jane the Virgin, she was like, oh, why didn't you start it with me? And I was like, because if I started with you, I'll get to watch like 5, maybe 6 episodes a week. And if I watch it by myself, I can watch 20 in 3 days.
Exactly. And that's the way that it should be done, especially when the show is already finished filming. Like,
exactly.
There's no reason not to binge it because you're going to be done and then you can rewatch it.
Exactly.
And you'll have the full satisfaction.
Like, when I'm done, I think I might rewatch Haunting of Hill House. I think I'm in the mood for cinematic.
I've already rewatched that one. I've also rewatched Bly Manor. Mm. I just love rewatching shows. I've rewatched The Last of Us already. Yeah. Probably going to do that again.
I saw a really great screen cap comparison on Tumblr of the last frame from this episode of Yellow Jackets and the last frame from Haunting of Hill House where Nell is standing.
Yes.
Wow.
Love the parallels.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
If I know, you guys don't know what I'm talking about, I'll send that post to our like podcast blog. It'll be super spoiler, but
I reblogged it, so I have it already. We got it on deck.
Anything else that we should chat about before we get into this week's topic?
I don't think so. I think we should just hop right in.
Yeah, I think we kept our intro tight this week.
Yeah, we usually ramble a little longer, but I haven't really been doing anything.
And I've apparently been doing a lot, but not enough that I have like a lot to say.
Yeah, that's
it's
fair.
Just all facts. It's a laundry list.
Well, I'm excited to talk about this week's topic.
Yeah, before we start it, I think we should give a content warning for everything.
Yeah. We won't talk about anything too in-depth, but
yeah,
since our topic is fan fiction, fanfic writers have no line to cross. If there's a line, it's been crossed many times.
We're specifically going to be talking about fan fiction as it exists on Archive of Our Own. Yes. As you might have guessed from the intro tagline, which is Modern Tumblr Women Who Get Our Fic on AO3. That website is both, I think, the best thing that has ever happened to fan fiction and maybe the most terrifying.
Yes. I have been seeing some discourse about AO3 on
Tumblr. Oh my God, about how they ask for money.
Not about how they ask for money, but just that they don't. Oh, that's
the discourse I've been seeing.
Okay. They don't have any ads, so I get asking for donations. I don't really care. I'm not going to donate. But like, I don't care about getting that notification. But what I have seen people complaining about is that they don't censor anything. Like, they let anybody post anything, which is very apparent if you scroll through any fandom tag, which we both experienced in preparation for this episode. I don't know exactly how I feel about it, because there is a lot of fic on AO3 that is extremely problematic.
Yeah.
And that I don't think anybody should read.
Yeah.
But the idea of, like, moderating that type of content, I don't know how that would happen.
I mean, we'll get into this later in the episode when we start getting into, like, the details of everything. But I think, like, if AO3 said, like, oh, you can't post a fic that is tagged this, they would just use other tags.
Yes.
I don't think there's actually, like, a way to bar someone from posting that kind of content somewhere.
Yeah, and there really, like, isn't.
I mean, if you're listening, if you're a fanfic reader, I think you can ascertain what kinds of unethical things we're talking about.
It really is everything under the fucking sun.
If you've been on the internet long enough, you've read something horrific by accident, and we're talking about that, but people read it intentionally. But, like, if they're not going to get it from fanfic, they're going to get it from, like, fucking VC Andrews writing Flowers in the Attic.
Yeah. It's not like that, like, fiction that gets published
right
is much better. Like, it may be edited better, but that doesn't mean that the content is necessarily more ethical or just doesn't mean that, like, the writing is any better.
I feel like there's definitely publishers out there in the real world that are putting out this same kind of content. However, that said, the minds of fandom shippers are on a whole other fucking level of, like, deranged and chronically online and beyond the understanding of what is, like, appropriate. And horny.
So horny.
It's so horny.
Like, horny for things I didn't even know you could be horny for.
Yeah. So, with all these prefaces set, let's just talk about, like, why we read our fic on AO3. Carly, do you remember when you started reading fic on AO3?
Well, I know that I started reading fic on Tumblr, and that was One Direction fan fiction. And then I realized that it wasn't doing it for me. There was something missing. Maybe it was length. Maybe it was quality.
Probably both.
Probably both. And I knew that AO3 was, like, the largest library, if I can call it that, of fan fiction.
I think that's a fair.
Yeah, but I definitely read Supernatural and Teen Wolf fan fiction on AO3 first. I don't think I ever read that kind of fanfic on Tumblr. So yeah, maybe around 7th, 8th grade, I would say. Yeah. Now, do you know how many tabs I have open on AO3? I have folders. You know how, like, you can have folders on, like,
your browser?
Yeah. So I've got folders for each ship.
And that's so smart.
Multiple fix open for each one. I've got like the search results open for some of them. I definitely have over 30 tabs open in total.
Do you read fic on your laptop?
No, I'm talking about on my phone.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because I was going to say, when I was in high school and started reading fic on AO3, I would do the search on my laptop because it was easier. And then I would like bookmark all of it and then read it from my phone.
So good. I don't really mind searching on my phone. I just because of the ships that I'm reading, I just really don't want anybody to see it because it, I mean, I don't even know if I'm going to share because, okay, fine. I'll share. It's Jermaine. It's a guilty pleasure. I don't give a fuck anymore.
It's common ship. It's such a fan favorite.
Our 25 listeners can have this secret of mine. And Jermaine is definitely one of those ships that gets some questionable plot lines and tags thrown into it. I do like that on AO3, as opposed to other like places you can find fanfic, the tags are really like how you know what you're about to read, and they are thorough most of the time. Sometimes it'll surprise you.
Are they thorough?
But most of the time, it's like it takes up the whole screen, like the whole screen of tags, and it's just every single detail. If it's a smut fanfic, it's every single kink and everything that they do. It's everything you'd ever wish for in a content warning. But yeah, I think that's why it's like the superior fanfic site, because like Wattpad, fanfic.net, and Tumblr, they just don't really go that hard with the tags.
No, I don't even think there were tags on Wattpad, at least not back when I was on it. Now,
no, they might put them in the description, but there's no tags as a part of like the UI.
Yeah, and I think like when I first got on AO3, that was definitely what stood out the most, was that I could get so many details without even having to like click on the fic. And it's also so nice because you can filter to like basically exactly what you want, and the chances are you are going to find something. And so like I love being able to choose how many words, like I love being able to pick over 100K.
Yeah.
I love being able to put exclusions of like, don't even bother showing me this. And then it doesn't.
Yeah.
But if you misspell by like one fucking letter, that website is like, can't help you. Get off my site.
Yeah. It does have its flaws. Many of them. But I do think it is the best interface for fan fiction because it's not monitored or censored in any way. You want to know what you're getting yourself into.
So true. I don't think I've ever like accidentally read a fic that was like totally outside the bounds of what I was expecting because of the tag system.
Me neither. I have seen some in the search results that I wish I hadn't seen.
Yeah.
But that's par for the course.
So let's talk to our listeners about tags and everything there is to know about fanfic tags.
So for every fic, usually there are some tags that are like essential to, you know, every fic has them when you post it on AO3, which is the archive warnings, which are just kind of self-explanatory, and they're really helpful because it's something like if there's like, for example, like non-con elements, that is something that you can definitely exclude and it wouldn't be like spelled in any different way because it's like one of the archive warnings. That I really appreciate. But then there's the characters and the pairing. And then the fandom is another category. But most of them go a little bit further and talk about the alternate universe that it's in, if it is in one, or it'll say it's like canon compliant or canon divergent at a certain point. there's
I saw a really good one earlier when I was looking up fix, and one of them was for the Raven Cycle, and it said not canon compliant, haven't read the book.
them. They're a fan even without having read the book. That's they probably were just on Tumblr and that's how they that's how they became a fan. There is a I feel like you could have gotten the basic premise of the book from Tumblr.
Certainly.
Probably no I mean, she probably knows more than I do right now because I don't remember shit about it.
Dude, I think anyone who's on Tumblr could write a The Secret History fan fiction with the plot perfectly accurate not having read the book.
Yeah, that's so true.
But as you were saying, essential tags.
Yeah. And then I think another categorization is if it's fluff, if it's angst, or smut. I'd say those are the main three.
Yeah, I would say so. Other than like alternate universe pairings, I think those are like the three biggest categories.
Yeah. Usually you can like categorize it into one of them or it's like all three.
Or it's
and those
like
are my favorite ones.
Fluff with angst, angst with fluff, fluff with smut. Yeah. Like, you know, you get combos of all three.
Yeah. Super fun. I personally love some hurt comfort.
I know you do.
That's just me. And that usually falls under angst, I would say. And maybe some fluff, depending on how it goes.
Yeah.
Or smut. Who knows? The world is your oyster.
With hurt comfort. I feel like, well, because comfort sometimes falls under fluff. The hurt falls under angst. And then the chances are it's going to get NSFW.
Yeah. As most things do on AO3.
Yeah. I will admit, like, if it says, like, just fluff, like, I probably scroll past it. I'm just like, I need it to be dramatic.
Yeah.
I or don't read things that are horny. Just happy stories. Yeah. Period.
Listen, I know what I like.
Yeah. And that is our right as fangirls is, like, we got invited to this beta janky website so that we could get access to what we're looking for.
Yeah. I think that we should go into some of our favorite AUs because there are so many of them. And I have some in our little game for later that I'm sure you've never read before.
What is your favorite AU?
I mean, I have different favorite AUs for different, like, fandoms and ships.
Yeah.
For example, Harry Potter, I want it to be a complete AU. I don't want to read anything about the Wizarding World. I don't give a fuck about the Wizarding World anymore. I'm done with that part of my life. So
yeah, I love a modern day AU.
I actually, I told you this, but I actually had an idea for a Dramini AU.
Yes.
The Proposal, the rom-com from like 2010 or something.
Yes.
It has very strong Hermione vibes. And so if you see that on AO3 in the next, I don't know, few months, it was me.
I think anything modeled after a 2000s rom-com is like immediately amazing plot. Like, I love to stumble upon like my preferred ship and then it's like Dear John starring Amy Adams plot and I'm like yes
because I need
I need a How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days fic.
Oh yes, the thing is that not all fanfiction writers can come up with the best plots, so sometimes it's best to, you know, pull from literature and film. I'll say
I think also like there are some tropes that are just good, like there's no reason to break what's not broken. Like,
yeah, well, The Proposal is fake dating, which I do love.
Fake dating is so good. I will say, back in my Supernatural days, I read quite a lot of And There Was Only One Bed fix. Again, I was a really big AU reader at that time because I just, like, I don't know, I'm not into stories that are in the fictional canon because writers try to like make up their own rules and their own characters and it always just feels weird and wrong, or it's like compliant with the episode but it's off, so it's weird. So I prefer just AUs, but I love like there was a really famous Destiel fanfiction. I'm outing myself here. There's a really famous Destiel fanfiction called Forget Me Not Blues, and it was a wedding scenario where Sam and his girlfriend were getting married and Dean was the best man and Cass was the maid of honor, even though he's a guy. And there was only one bed. And it's like perfect. Like you've hit everything that needs to be done.
Yeah. I just like forcing two characters that would otherwise not be together to fall in love and have because a beautiful love story.
Enemies to lovers?
Enemies to lovers is definitely my favorite dynamic. But I do like when it goes enemies to friends to lovers.
Yes. Or
because I've been reading a lot of Germaine, I get enemies to coworkers to lovers. I do love a coworkers dynamic. I don't know what it is about it. I just
there
like
is
it.
Something alluring. I love
it's a little taboo, but much
like a 2000s rom-com. I love when they meet and they hate each other, and then one of them shows up at the office. They're the new person, and they have to like cohabitate. They work under the same boss. Like,
yeah. Yeah, that's always so good. I need banter. Mm-hmm. I need there to be banter. And not a lot of writers are good at writing that. But when you find a good one, it's really good. Because to be completely 100% honest, most fan fictions are self-indulgent. And that is okay. Like, I think that's what the role of fan fiction is. It's to be entirely self-indulgent and do whatever you want with the canon. I've seen a few tags that are like, the canon is a ball of yarn and I'm a cat whacking it around. Like, and I, you know, I respect that because there are some fandoms that I don't think the canon should be respected.
No, I love when a tag says blah, 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 because I say so. And I'm like, take your rights. Take your, like, what is that called? Creative liberty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's just, we're not trying to make, I don't think fan fiction really exists as a book well, because I just don't consider them to be really the same thing.
No. Especially because, well, there are fan fictions, I think, that sometimes are so far from the canon and that really just use the characters as kind of like a dummy for their OCs, which if you're not an active fan fiction reader is an original character. I think like that's what happened, I think, a lot when I was reading like the 100 fan fiction back in the day, was that like these characters kind of just became stand-ins for whatever story this person was trying to write. And because there were so many relationships on that show, any dynamic you were looking to write, you could just pluck those two characters out and make a fic out of it. So I do think in that way, like, if those people simply changed the names and it was in an AU, they probably could publish it as a book and no one would ever notice.
Yeah. I think that when you find one that's, like, really well written and actually it does have a plot, then it could be a book. I just think that the majority of fics that I find, like, they have terrible grammar or, like, it's just not great writing, which is, you know, that's not what I'm expecting. I'm expecting it to get the job done.
No, I'm there for the story. Because, like, if I wanted to read something of, like, great literary quality, some beautiful prose, like, I would go read, a well-reviewed book. Like, I'm there for the story. I'm there for the character.
Yeah. And for the drama that, like, wouldn't end up in a regular book. And also, I don't know. I'm not at the point in my life where I'm going to be, like, buying erotica novels. So I'll get it online for the time being.
It's so big on TikTok. Like, they call it, like, spicy books, which, like, I've seen people bitching on Tumblr about people calling it spicy instead of porn. But it's, like, it's not hurting anyone. Like, it's funny and silly and it's
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
But, like, spicy novels are quite popular on TikTok. And the thing is about those, like, books like that, like, I equate them to sort of like Emily Henry. Have you ever read her book?
No.
I think all of her books. I bought all of them after reading one of them. Hers aren't necessarily like quite so graphic, but they're just like tried and true love story, like rom-com romance novels. and they do have their scenes. And I think that's like great, but I read her book in like a day and a half. And if I'm going to read a book that quickly, it might as well be a fan fiction.
Yeah. And plus, books are expensive. So unless it's coming from the library, and I'm not buying, I'm not borrowing erotica from the library. I'm sorry, it's not going to be. Though
I am sure there are lots of like women in their older ages that are taking out erotica from the library, and those librarians are taking shit of it.
Yeah.
But back to tags and tropes. We said we were going to go over favorite AUs. So your favorite AU is like modern day. You like a coworker AU.
I like coworkers. I do love an apocalypse AU, though. I don't see a lot of them. And that's why I love The Last of Us so much. Which is why I actually prefer reading The Last of Us in the canon.
Interesting.
But yeah, I don't see a lot of apocalypse AUs from other fandoms. It's not a very common one, I'd say.
I don't think I've ever encountered an apocalypse AU.
I tried to write one back in the day. didn't get very far. But I do love like a coworkers or roommates or like neighbors. I love a neighbors. I've read some pretty good neighbors one.
I think at the age I'm currently at, and I don't read it so much now, but I read mostly college AU when I was in high school because I was like, this makes the most sense to just have them be like 21 to 25 at reading as a teenager. And even still now, I feel like weirdly some fic I read has moved on from being college AU to be like graduate school AU. And I'm like, okay, cool. We're keeping up with my age bracket.
Yeah, I actually really like that. And the most like it is a kind of a different sort of dynamic there, you know?
Grad school?
Yeah, they're educational.
I know, it's academic. They're like all focused on their work. They're working on their thesis.
Oh my gosh, there's so much room to play.
I know, yeah, academic dramas are good.
Yeah, I do like college AUs as well. I tend to stay away from high school AUs now.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's just weird that they're underage.
Yeah.
I just don't really feel like it.
Even in fandoms where like the canon is in high school, I always would look for a college AU.
Yeah. Especially since now I think that a lot of the people writing fan fiction are actually older. Adults.
Right. Yeah.
I would say I really do wonder what the age range is of people writing fanfic, because I think back when we were younger, it was mostly like teenagers or like really young adults. But now I think it's like 35-year-olds.
Yeah, I think that's become my perception as well. But like then sometimes I'm on like TikTok or Tumblr and I see fanfictions like suggested or posted that are just like so off from like reality that I have to assume that they're written by someone younger with like no romantic or sexual experiences.
Yeah, sometimes it does get fairly obvious. What are some other tags that you often see? Because I see one I've seen more recently is plot bunnies or plot bunny escapee. Have you ever seen that?
I've never heard of this.
So a plot bunny is, from my general knowledge of it, plot bunny is like the start of a plot. So it's not like a fully fleshed out idea. It's maybe a little half baked. And it might just be like a prompt that sparked something.
Right.
And a plot bunny escapee is when that takes on a whole new life. But it's still not really thought out or anything. That is just a new one I've seen. I don't know how long it's been around, but that one is somewhat new.
That's one of those things to me. I'm like, why do I need to know this? Like, why do I need to know that you don't know where it's going?
It's the same thing when I see like no betas, we die like men, or like we die like random character in the plot.
That tag is so stupid. Like, I'll say it. It's just so stupid. Like, it's fine if you don't have anyone to edit your work, but why do we have to, we die like men? What?
Like, just run it through Grammarly. It's okay.
Like, honestly. Back to some of my favorite AUs. I will say, even though they're corny, I can be convinced to like a soulmate AU. Depending on how it's done.
I usually don't like them.
I know. It's very dependent on how it's done. If it's the stupid, like, their name is written on your arm, then, like, no.
I hate that shit.
If they come up with a good, like, take on, like, your soulmate is out there, you just don't know where, like, I can be persuaded to enjoy those. But I'm, like, I do love, like, a met at a coffee shop AU, which is, like, it doesn't need to be called an AU at that point. It's just the plot. It's not an alternate universe where people
unless
meet
one of them
shops.
Works at the coffee shop, then that's a coffee shop AU. If they work
is that
there.
Like how it's defined, you think?
I always thought a coffee shop AU is when, like, one of them is a barista and one of them is a customer.
I just, like, I see things tagged coffee shop AU and I'm like, that's not an alternate universe. Like, it's in this universe shop. Where coffee shops exist. No, it's just
in this
coffee shop.
But in this case, there is a universe where there are only coffee shops. And that is the coffee shop AU.
Yeah, for real. That's so true. Other tags that we see often, you listed down Fix It Fix. I know you
I
encounter
love a
those.
Fix
it fic. I thought you didn't.
It definitely depends. I like a lot of different type of fix. I like Fix It Fix when there is still some conflict. I do find that a lot of Fix It Fix just make it so that everybody's happy and there's just no real plot line because there's no conflict. And I don't like those as much. But certain plot lines in The Last of Us, I do like to read when those things don't happen.
Yeah.
So I'll just say that.
It's so interesting. While I was looking through AO3 today, I saw so many happy ending tags. And I was like, I don't see this often that people tag it happy ending.
Yeah, I guess that's something people want to know before they get in, which
yeah. I mean, I guess it makes sense. Like, that's appreciated.
Yeah. There's also PWP, which stands for either plot what plot or porn without plot.
Oh, I was seeing this so much today and I'd never seen that tag before.
Yeah,
I've
that
seen
one is fairly new
tag
to me.
Things spelled out porn with plot or porn without plot, but
yeah.
I've never seen it acronymed.
I see it acronymed on Tumblr.
Interesting.
Because they're not actually tags, they're just like a description.
Right.
But yeah, I love a plot what plot fic as well.
Oh, I've been getting the most disturbing, not like ethically wrong, but just like the shocking fan fiction showing up on my For You page on Tumblr. Did you see that post that it was like, I wish they had a page on Tumblr that it was not for you, and someone just replied, the For You page.
Yeah, I did see that one.
I've been getting Eddie Munson from Stranger Things fanfiction suggested to me a ton, even though I do not blog about Stranger Things or Eddie Munson.
Is it like Eddie Munson reader fic?
Yes, or like Eddie Munson Steve Harrington fic. I don't know why it's all, like, I promise to, guys, I do not blog Stranger Things. I don't know why it's all that's being suggested to me.
That's so weird. I don't know. Maybe it's, like, connected to another fandom that you...
I really don't know.
I used to get Eddie Munson. I used to get, like, the same thing when I was reading a lot of Joel Reader fic.
But the thing is, I don't really read fic on Tumblr at all.
Yeah, that's weird.
I follow, like, maybe one fic blog.
And
it's not an Eddie Munson one. But something I saw a bunch today that I've, again, never seen before is a bunch of tags that were like good friend so-and-so, bad friend so-and-so. And I was like, do you really need to specify that? Like, is that actually important to me going into this to know that, like, Adam is going to be a good friend in this fic or Ronan's going to be a bad friend in this fic? Like,
I guess... I think some people are just really picky or, like, really defensive of certain characters. That would be, like, my My guess, I see it a lot in Dramione fic. That's really? My main source for this. I see, I do see like Ron bashing because the very nature of Dramione bashes on Ron. So a lot of them is like not friendly to Ron. They don't say bad friend though. They're just like, we hate him.
No, I saw it a bunch in the Teen Wolf tag. It was like bad friend Scott McCall. And I'm like, are these all by the same person or does everyone think Scott is a bad friend?
That's so weird. I've never seen that.
I know. Should we talk about the tags to avoid real quick for any of our thinking of joining AO3 pals and listeners?
Yeah. I will say one that you may want to stay away from is crackfic. I think it sometimes can be funny. I usually don't read them, so I don't have much experience. But a crackfic is like funny, like satire,
yes,
really taking the canon and stretching it until it's unrecognizable.
They were big in the One Direction days. The crackfics were like almost like Kidnapped by One Direction has become like a crackfic trope.
Yeah, that was the one that I saw, like Dolly Parton meets the Star Wars cast, which is, you know, I kind of want to read it, to be honest.
I know, I'm a little curious.
But we're the ones to really stay away from.
Yeah, my number one and number two avoid are Alpha Beta Omega Dynamics and Mpreg.
Yeah, I usually don't go for those. Though I remember it was hard when like I was deep in my Teen Wolf days finding Teen Wolf fanfiction that wasn't werewolf.
Okay, that's fair because it's a werewolf universe.
Yeah,
those three.
I do understand it.
Alpha Beta Omega does exist in that canon. I'm going to be honest with you. I have never intentionally read an Alpha Beta Omega fanfic that is not from Teen Wolf. And so I really don't understand like how it plays out in other fandoms. Like, do they make them werewolves or is it just like a power thing? I don't really get it. I don't know that I want to know.
Yeah. I have read one. We're not going to keep this in. Or we might. We'll see how I feel. I have read one. I didn't get all the way through it because I was really just curious. There's a lot. I'm not going to get into it because it's...
Yeah.
But yeah.
And then...
It doesn't always have to be werewolves. It could be like a magic thing.
Interesting.
In terms of...
I don't know. I avoid that and I avoid Mpreg. Sorry to yuck your yum if that's like your thing, but I find Mpreg so weird.
I don't think it hurts anyone,
but like, I don't get it.
I don't get the appeal. That's just me. Maybe there's a really good Mpreg fic out there that, you know, we just need to read that one and then we'll be hooked. But I don't know. I don't see the appeal right now.
No, I don't get it. And this is not in any way to be like, if you're a trans writer and you write Mpreg, like, okay, that's a different thing if, like, your characters are trans and you're making it, like, queer. And that's a different thing than, like, canonically cis male characters being pregnant.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good example of something that happens in fan fiction that would never, ever happen in a published
novel. In a real book. That's so true. Can you explain our last, like, vehemently avoid? Because I don't actually know what it means, but I have seen it.
Okay, so dead dove, do not eat, basically means this is exact, like, the tags say what you're getting yourself into or the description. So don't come in if you don't want it.
Yeah.
You know, don't, like, read this if you don't want to read it. Sometimes people will just put, like, don't like, don't read.
Yeah.
But it's actually Dead Dove Didn't Eat is from, I'm pretty sure, Arrested Development.
Interesting.
It was like a scene where somebody wrote it on like a bag, I think, and put it in the like in a fridge at an office or something. And somebody opened it and it was a dead dove. And it's like, okay, it said what was in it.
Yeah.
So
okay.
So yeah, that's where that comes from. And it usually just means that there's probably something fucked up that happens in it.
Yeah.
And to not interact with it if it's not your thing.
Yeah, I saw so many while looking for fix for our next segment that I really wish the first tag was don't like it, don't read it, because I would know immediately not to look at it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's better than not having it at all.
Yeah.
But it always does rub me the wrong way when I see it, because then I'm like, all right, so you're kind of aware that this is really problematic and you're just going to write it anyway and like open it up for critique. I don't know.
I saw some bothersome ones that were like, I do not support this IRL, but if you don't want to read it, then don't read it. And I'm like, if you don't support it IRL, why are you writing fic about it?
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about censoring it, but I don't like reading it. And yeah. I wish there was a separate site for something that they're looking for that I'm not looking for.
Unfortunately, it does seem that Tumblr is the safe space for those kinds of things.
You're so right.
And AO3 is just an extension of Tumblr, essentially.
Yeah. But I'm excited to get into our game.
Yes, for the very first time, we're playing a game. We played a game before?
We did the fight bracket.
Yes, that's so true. We had a whole episode that was a game. But this game is really fun. So this week, to top off our tags and tropes, Carly and I have each selected some fics from AO3 where we're just going to read each other the tags and we're going to attempt to guess what fandom or ship the fan fiction is for, just based on the tags. And of course, we chose the most bizarre ones we could find.
Yeah, I would say mine aren't super bizarre because I was kind of doing it in a rush. But luckily, AO3 is just
boundless.
Yeah. There's just so much content that I'm excited. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I can go first. Okay. So my first one. Hold on, wait. Let me start with a different one. That one's a little too graphic.
Ease me into it.
Okay. Our first one starts, well, there's a ton of tags that I'm skipping because it's all the characters.
Yeah, fair.
Okay. LGBTQ character, enemies to lovers, smut, slow burn, angst, denial of feelings, hurt, angst with a happy ending, NFL draft, college football, alternate universe, blank has anxiety, jealousy, porn, threesome, explicit sexual content, explicit language, I am sorry.
Okay, so it's a football AU. Me too.
They really got me at NFL draft.
Yeah, was it just alternate universe? It didn't say which, what?
Yes, it is alternate universe.
Okay. Is it, I mean, I'm just going to, is it Larry or Larry?
Yes!
Is Larry? Okay. Yes! When in doubt, it's always Larry.
Yeah, some of the other tags were American football, Taylor Swift, Gemma Styles, and Olivia Wilde. Mm-hmm. And the blank has anxiety was Harry has anxiety.
All right. Actually, I'm surprised I got that so fast.
That was really impressive.
All right. All right. There's a lot in this one that I can't say, but.
Okay. Skip what you need to.
All right. We got slow burn, baking, stress baking, shops, slow romance, awkward romance, notes. I don't know what that one really means. Courtship, disguise, post-traumatic stress disorder. Anal sex, blowjobs, spanking, semi-public sex, inappropriate use of icing, idiots in love.
Okay, it's a baking.
How about it?
This could be like literally any couple. Oh my god, this could be literally anything in like a baker AU.
If you need a hint. It could be like kind of like 20 questions.
It's like a male-male pairing, I assume.
Yes.
If it has anal sex.
Not always.
No.
Don't leave women out of this. But yes, it's two men.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say Richard Papin and Francis Abernathy.
No. No. I would like to read that.
Should I try again?
Yeah. I mean, if you want a hint.
Yeah,
if you
want to
ask
hint.
A question.
Are there any more less revealing tags you can give me?
Well, I'll give you one and I'll see if you can discern what fandom it's from. Epilogue, mm-hmm. What epilogue?
Epilogue? The fuck book has an epilogue on it? Oh, it's Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So is it Harry Draco?
Nope.
It's not. Okay.
This is definitely a more obscure ship.
Is this? Oh, so obscure that it's not Sirius Remus.
No.
Obscure. Is it like Hagrid Dumbledore?
No, but
all right,
that's a little bit more obscure than this one. It's
okay.
Harry Snape.
So no!
Snape in this fic, Snape is a potion shop's owner from Prince's Bewitching Brews in Diagon Alley. And Harry is his mysterious admirer because he's a master baker under an assumed identity who's hiding from his fame and the pressures of being the savior of the wizarding world.
So it's canon, but Harry's a baker?
Yep. I don't know why they couldn't just like make it not about magic, but
I don't know, but that's good. That's a good one.
And it's like over 100K, so it's thought out. It's really slow burn. All right, your turn.
Okay. I picked like really graphic ones.
That's fine.
Okay. This one starts with okay, I'm trying to like jump all the ones I can't read. Okay. First character is a sex worker, and he's so good at it. I don't make the rules. Porn with plot, porn with feelings. Feelings realization. Oops! Other character is a hopeless romantic, okay. He just doesn't want to be. There are going to be lots of king's fetishes in this series. I'll tag each chapter with whatever's going on if there's anything weird, but like, be warned. Chronic illness because I am not okay, just like, as a person.
Wait, chronic, like, one of the characters has a chronic illness?
One of the tags is chronic illness.
Okay.
And then so the following tags are because I am just not okay as a person.
Okay. It's two guys.
Uh-huh.
Is it Adam and Ronan from the Raven Cycle?
How did you get that so fast?
It's my sixth sense, I guess.
Oh my god.
I'm actually really surprised I got that again. Now I feel like I have to keep up with this.
Yeah, geez.
Damn,
all right.
That was good.
You're two for two.
Wow. All right. My second one. All right. We've got romance, fluff, cuteness. One of the characters is a tea shop owner. The other one is a knitter. Hedgehogs. A hedgehog named Harry, or Henry. Accidental relationship, sort of. All the fluffy. Seriously, this is fluffier than a cloud. Gratuitous tea. I don't know what else to tag this as. Alternate universe tea shop.
Okay. I'm like honestly trying to think of fandoms that we like that this would tea shop AU.
This is a semi obscure ship.
Oh gosh. I chose like really, I guess, easy to guess ones.
Yeah, I guess I didn't want you to guess them.
Okay, obscure ship. I T shop AU. I'm why was my immediate thought Stucky? Like Steve and Bucky.
No, but good guess.
That's not obscure at all.
I will say no, that's too much of a hint. I can't get that.
Okay.
But you got the it's two guys, so you got that.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I that's honestly most of what I guess, because I think I read mostly male.
Yeah. It is the majority of what's on AO3, so.
Yeah, that's so true. Oh my god, I'm trying to think of fandoms.
This is a big one of ours.
It's a big one?
Yeah.
So, okay. If it's one of our main ones, then I'm gonna guess it's a Teen Wolf one, and I'm gonna guess that it's maybe Derek and Scott?
No. But it is Teen Wolf.
Okay.
You didn't get either of the characters right.
Is it like Styles Isaac?
It's Styles, but not Isaac.
Okay.
Who else could he be with?
Allison's dad.
No, but I want to see that happen.
Styles, no, Chris Argent.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
It's Styles Peter Hale.
Honestly,
Styles is the knitter. Peter is the tea shop owner.
I saw so much Peter Hale fic in the Teen Wolf tag.
I don't know why. That actor really skews me out.
Yeah, I did not like him.
All right.
Okay. I'll go with one that might be a little bit harder to guess, maybe.
Okay.
Alternate universe, no blank hooking up with blank because I say so. Angst with a happy ending, hurt comfort, getting together, first kiss, eating disorders, panic attacks, blank's parents suck, internalized homophobia, emotional hurt comfort, fluff and angst.
Eating disorders, the hell? I always appreciate when a fic just throws in eating disorders for fun.
Yeah. Totally, okay, so irrelevant. I'm guessing
it's two. It's, I mean, it's LGBT characters, so.
Uh-huh.
Right? All right. Is it two men?
No.
Or is it? It's femme slash. Ooh. I love femme slash. Wait, can you give me them again?
Yes. Alternate universe, no blank hooking up with blank because I say so. Angst with a happy ending, hurt comfort, getting together, first kiss, eating disorders, panic attacks, blank's parents suck, internalized homophobia, emotional hurt comfort, fluff and angst.
Okay, so there's one of these characters is in a ship with another character. Is this a Teen Wolf?
No.
Slash? Is it the 100?
No.
Shit. What else is there? Have we done this fandom before in this game so far?
No.
Oh, God. Is it the Hunger Games?
No.
Am I closer than I have been?
No.
Oh, my God.
I picked one hard book.
Okay.
No.
It's not a book. It's a TV show then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God. Suddenly I can't think of any TV shows.
Throw a guess.
Oh my god, this is harder than I thought it would be. I can't think of any. What is a TV show? We're definitely going to have to cut out some of this because this is taking way too long for me to think of a TV show. Is this a cartoon?
No.
Is it Supernatural?
No.
No, we've done Supernatural, right? I don't know if we have.
Why can't I think
of it? Oh, wait. Is it Yellow Jackets? It is Yellow Jackets. Okay. Shauna Jackie?
Yeah.
Okay. I got there eventually. I don't know why I was thinking
you
of any
shows. You did a lot of process
that,
of elimination.
Yeah. I didn't think of any shows that we've watched recently because mm-hmm. I wasn't thinking about that. All right.
Yeah, the actual tags were alternate universe, no plane crash. Alternate universe, no Shauna hooking up with Jeff because I say so. Jackie's parents suck.
Okay. All right. So this next one that I have is a crossover. So there's multiple ships.
Oh, God. Okay.
You don't have to guess them all. I mean, yeah. Also, I wouldn't say this is a fandom that we are a part of, but okay. It is one that you know of.
Okay.
Crossover, reincarnation, alternate universe, canon divergence, minor character death, dimension travel, crack treated seriously, humor, dark comedy, so more morbid humor than anything, some plot but don't expect much, possibly unrequited love, a romantic character, a gender character, sex indifferent character, manipulative character, these are all the same character. Manipulation, emotional manipulation, psychological horror, two red flags walk into a bar, toxic relationships. I'm skipping over some of them. Possessive behavior, obsessive behavior, canon typical behavior, stalking, dubious morality, snakes, body dysphoria, completely self-indulgent, mental instability. Those are the basics.
Is that all? And it's a fandom we're not actively a part of.
One of them we're actively a part of.
Oh.
I mean, not actively. No. One of them.
We were a part of.
Yeah. Okay. But the ship is not cross. The ship is kind of crossover.
Okay.
You'll definitely need to ask some questions for this one.
Okay. My first instinct was that time traveling cued Doctor Who to me.
Not Doctor Who.
Okay.
And what? Okay, time travel is not a part of this universe, not really. Which is why I'm confused by like the canon divergence, because that is a pretty big divergence from the canon.
Harry Potter has some time travel.
Yes, Harry Potter is one of the fandoms.
Okay. So it's a Harry Potter AU for a different fandom that we are not part of.
Not really. So it's like a crossover. So like one of the Harry Potter characters is in an AU for this other fandom.
By any chance, is it a Teen Wolf fic?
No, it's not Teen Wolf.
Okay, because I read over several Teen Wolf Harry Potter AUs.
I also found a lot of those. Crossovers have never appealed to me, but this one is wild. So
okay, it's a
Harry Potter is the fandom that we were a part of.
Uh-huh.
But this other one we were not a part of.
But I would like know of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is a similar book movie adaptation thing.
Okay. Similar book. Is it like the Mortal Instruments?
No.
Okay.
It's one that we're not a part of.
Well, I don't know. Did we like Divergent?
It's not Divergent.
It's a series that I would know of. Did we read it?
I didn't read it. I don't think you read it.
Okay. Why did my brain go The Carrie Diaries? Hello? I'm like Pretty Little Liars?
No.
I should have looked up Pretty Little Liars fic. A similar book movie series. Oh, Lord of the Rings?
No.
Oh, Game of Thrones?
No.
Am I getting hotter or colder?
I guess hotter.
So it's another fantasy series.
Yes.
Fantasy series. Are you sure I know what it is?
Yes. It's very popular. And it's
that makes this so embarrassing.
It's okay. It's one that's like been meme to death, I'd say.
Meme to death fantasy series that is not Game of Thrones, that is not Lord of the Rings.
Okay, it's got, I'll give you some more hints. It's got one type of mythical creature. I don't know if that's the right thing to say.
Is it a, well, why is my brain on Aragorn? It's like a kid's book series.
The dragon and Harry Potter.
It's like literally where my brain is going.
It's harder than it seems to like think of fandoms.
Right? Oh my god. There's one mythical creature.
They're not werewolves. But they're...
Oh, it's a Twilight crossover.
Yes. That's Twilight
crossover. Okay, it's a Twilight crossover.
Twilight and Harry Potter.
Is it Harry and Edward?
No, but it's Edward and somebody else. So... This is, so the character, what do you think this character is? This character is aromantic, agender, sex indifferent, manipulative, and toxic.
I don't even know.
And obsessive.
I don't even know. Don't we just tell you? Yeah.
Okay, so it's Voldemort. Voldemort is put into Bella Swan's body. Luck. I'll read you the description. Voldemort would be positively thrilled to meet the entity that decided to let him reincarnate into the body of a little girl. And not just any little girl, but a seemingly muggle one at that. He just wants to talk, that's all. But yeah.
I'm really so sorry to the person who wrote this, but I feel like you should contact a therapist.
They even say that in the tags. Well, they say, oh, everybody needs therapy and please seek psychiatric help. So I don't know if that's directed at themselves or the characters, but
I feel it is the characters. Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was
funny. I have
two
more, but I'll just do one of them because the one is really obvious.
Okay.
Okay, here's my last one. Okay. Lots of blood. Blank tries to kill blank several times. It's not bad, I promise. Car accident. Once again, I'd like you to remind you that blank is immortal. Alternate universe. Inaccurate historical references. Violent. Smut. Unnegotiated kiss. Choking. Use of the word slut. Read at your own risk. Honestly, it's not as bad as the tags make it out to be. Either that or I need therapy. Is this enemies to lovers, IDK? Enemies to lovers, love declarations, happy ending.
Okay, so one of them is immortal.
Yes, but it is an alternate universe.
Okay.
With
so they're not
inaccurate historical references.
Okay. The alternate. Whenever there's an alternate universe, then the tags can mean anything.
Right.
Okay. Not enemy, they're mortal in this alternate universe. What were some of the big ones again?
Blank tries to kill blank several times. It's not bad, I promise. Car accident. Once again, I'd like to remind you that blank
car
is immortal.
Where does a car accident come in? But it's historical? Is it a historical car?
I don't know.
I want to say Bellark. Bellamy Clark. But I'm guessing
honestly,
it's not it.
That would be so good, but it's not.
Is this a fandom we've done already?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it Steric?
No, but wouldn't that be so good?
Yeah, I think...
The Steric tag honestly really scared me, and I could not take anything from there.
Yeah, Steric's a dark place. Clover, what the hell are you doing? Is it Germione?
No.
Am I in the right fandom?
No.
Jesus. A car accident, AU. Crazy. You trying to keep it together?
It's really hot in my room.
Okay. Is it Destiel?
No. The other one I had was. Oh.
What other fandoms did we do already?
Oh, is it? Do you want me to tell you?
Is it Larry again?
Yes.
It is. Larry again. Fucking Larry.
It's Larry. So, Immortal Louis, Demon Harry, Blood, Lots of Blood. Harry tries to kill Louis several times. Once again, I'd like to remind you that Louis is immortal.
Okay, sure. I guess. You can do what you want.
That's all I pulled.
Yeah. I can talk about the last one I did. I don't think you'll guess it.
Okay.
All right.
I was so disturbed by so many of the things I read. But to be honest, like, after coming across that One Direction Animal Farm AU, like, I really don't know that there's much more I haven't seen.
Yeah. Well, the last one that I was going to have you guess, which I knew you weren't going to guess, was the two characters from Barbie and the Diamond Castle, Alexa and Liana.
Shut up.
No. So the tags are, they're ugly ass dogs, the sexist twins that keep catcalling them, friends to lovers, best friends, cottagecore lesbians, character death, bad ending, angst with a bad ending, alternate universe, Salem Witch Trials, AU, none of them dies. You know who I'm talking about. Author had this idea in the shower and now they can't stop crying. Angst and tragedy, happy pride, y'all. Take this depressing idea I had and shove it where the rainbows don't shine. Internalized homophobia, period, typical attitudes. Yes, Barbie invented the phonograph. She's two centuries ahead of time. Historical inaccuracy for romance's sake. Also the song La Vie en Rose. I'm going to be reading this, so I'll keep you up to date with how good it is. It's a short one.
Oh my god.
And it's not finished, but I'm very interested.
I certainly never would have guessed that. That's the most amazing combination of tags I've ever heard in my life. Salem Witch Trials AU, one of them dies. You know who I'm talking about.
Things are heating up in the Barbie and the Diamond Castle fandom.
Apparently.
But that was so fun.
Yeah, that's our episode, guys. As we've requested in the past, send us your favorite fix, either on Tumblr or on Instagram. If you're not on AO3 and you decide to join it because of this episode, I want to apologize for all the things you're going to see that you did not want to see. But just remember that excluding tags is your best friend on that
search
engine.
It really is. It really is. It'll save your life multiple times. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. We are so excited to have you here and hope you tune in again next week. In the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Our Instagram is at xtumblrgirlspod. Our TikTok is at xtumblrgirls. And we, of course, have a Tumblr. You can find us there at xpodcastgirls.tumblr.com. And we kindly ask that if you're enjoying the pod, to give us a rate or review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It helps us connect with the rest of the world's ex-Tumblr girls. Come, join, be our bestie, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.